Yeah, so 2041 AD, Lucy will be, let's see here, 2021 she'll be, six, she'll be, 30, so, 30 in 2021, no, wait a minute, not 30, 5, 10, 15, yeah, 30, 2021. Oh, well, if she lives till 2041, then she'll be 90. She'd be 90. Yeah, 2031 should be 80. Hopefully she can live until 2031. 2021 is, 2021 is 60 in 2021, and Leon will be 78 in 2021, Leon, and Lucy will be 30, she'll be 30 years old in 2021, and hopefully, yeah, and not 2031 she'll be 60, or, oh wait, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, yeah, 2031 should be 80, anyways, different subjects or topics I want to mention, yeah. So, by smaller dogs, it's by 5 years, and by medium-sized dogs, it's 6 years. Of course, purebred beagles like George had, like, stress, and there's a couple things when he was, like, a year, not a, like, a year old, like, young, but, and, you know, like, a B-R-O-O-M, and, like, one time I said, go home, and I sort of shadowed the way to where he would go home, and this was, like, Mr. George, and so, yeah, but, I mean, we had a lot of good pictures, like, I put shades on him, and he was, like, cool, didn't he like that, you know, and none of that stuff never happened again, so I was just wondering why he was stressing. He was, like, 72, I'm pretty sure, medium-sized dog, I'm pretty sure he was 72, 73, or, I know, 74, but he had all white hair. Of course, this one guy in his 20s, was it in his 20s? He went bald, or his hair was receding hairline. This godfather, godfather of mine, was it in his 20s? Or early 30s? 20s? 20s? I think 20s. 20s, he went bald. Anyways. I think happening as big as Lucy. So, yeah, it might be every 5 years for happening. He's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. 55, 60, 65, 70, 75. I think happening is 75. He could live 2 more years and then he'd be 85 happening. So, she's about 45 or 40, 47, 48, 47 or 50. I'm not sure she could be 16, but that's honest, but I mean, she's really slender at the hips, or not skinny, but I know we've been feeding her, and she likes to come inside, but, I had to clear the cache, and I had it's a fan in the background. Oh, what if you had more fans, you know? Fans. Not, or peeps, or whatever. Supposedly, But yeah, before I mention that, supposedly Nikolai Volkov and Nikolai Volkov and Nikolai Volkov and Brian Christopher Grandmaster Sexy, Brian Lawler, aka Brian Lawler, died. He hung himself, and I guess he was unconscious or passed out. And maybe he was dead when they were trying to see what was up. I mean, trying to revive him or something. Did they give him any IVs or anything? Of water, IVs. Anyways, I had to clear the cache and something else. It didn't log me out. Not on POF, but I was on POF yesterday on this desktop, and I looked at a few pictures, so maybe they'll view my profile, women, and hopefully these are legit women. I usually go for selfies. It says it gives them a certain attitude or perspective. Hopefully not. But anyways, I have it at my folks' place, and it's different. They don't have capacities on the desktop, and it's supposed to be the same app. And they would disappear, the pictures, and then some images would be blurry on the app. And I'm like, what's wrong with the app, you know? But I was hacked on the app, and I said to the FBI, and I said to Twitter, and I was like, you know, I think someone might have said, it was the second time or third time or fourth time, or second time said he would shut down the government. But this is governmental employees get shut down, so then I because there was a shutdown under Obama and as one under Trump, and nothing stopped. Anyways, I had to clear the Twitter cache and something else, but I wasn't logged out. I thought the same thing might have happened on Twitter. My dad said maybe it got hacked or something, the app or something, and then someone messed with your account. Yeah, but I said that on Twitter to the FBI and to Plenty of Fish. And I was like, yeah, I was like, anyways. A man has sex with a cow in some country. Have to get some water. Yeah, 2031, Lucy will be 60. Oh, there's something... Anyways. Don't think that... You know, don't try to be saying something that's negative and not at the same time. So she'll be 60 in 2031. I think my dad got me this raspberry yogurt because my mom usually gets cherry yogurt. Black cherry yogurt. But they should have lactate yogurt. Because my mom just has to take an enzyme to reduce the lactose. Or something like that. Man has sex with cow. And something, was it about money? Something about these three letters and then some numbers. It's a thousand something. Was it that country's GDP or that country's, maybe it was money or something, but it was a different country. It was another country, a different country. and this guy had sex with the count, but the guy in a different country, and this and the person couldn't have the cow back for some reason. I had to go to a dermatologist. I fed this cow and I got some saliva on my hands and back, because of feeding and got to the tongue with my hand and accidentally put my hands down my pants. I had to see a dermatologist, had to get some near person, and it came off. But anyways, this guy in a country had sex with a cow. Disgusting. You're not supposed to give me a scale. You're not supposed to. And don't let a cow lick your private. I had my fingers. I had an itch, and I put my fingers, my hand down my pants, and I touched my private, and I got like a scabby thing on it, and I had to go to a dermatologist, and this ointment, cream ointment, took it off. But some dude had a sex with a cow. That's sick. That's disgusting. What about the emotional, like, they wouldn't the owner of the cow want to check to see on the mentality of the cow? But he supposedly can't take it back now? Twitter wasn't hacked, it wasn't, but I had to clear the cache and something else. I was still logged in, but I like the web browsers, Twitter's, for fun, for tweeting, for retweeting, whatever, for reporting, and for retweeting, and I like web browser apps, browsers. I like the website better than the app of Twitter, because it seems like you have to clear the cache and clear the data of something like to boost it. LA wildfires, 7 people missing. Let me see. They were all in cahoots, possibly. Or I believe these wildfires were started by people that bought flamethrower guns. From this company, the Boring Company, and it also has like another site name, but it said like the Boring Company, and I asked Jerry Brown to arrest these people that bought flamethrowers, and then arrest the people who sold them, and then like have them professionally destroyed, because like I said, they would cause wildfires, these flamethrowers. Also, I'm pretty sure you can hear me. Yeah, I had to take a calcium. I must have some calcium deficiency, because I was like in my room, and before I fed these kittens, I think I had to take a couple probiotics and a gummy multivitamin, and these are gummy probiotics, and these are good too, because they put the probiotics after. Also, I think George didn't live long enough, because I sort of blame science, not science, but, I blame this, food, brand, diet, a so-called diet food, science diet, but, you know, I should have, but I wasn't thinking about it, and it must have had vitamins in there, but they baked it, they sprayed the vitamins and then they baked the food. No, you don't do that. I sounded like that's how you're supposed to do it. No, that's not how you're supposed to do it. No, you're totally wrong. No, you're wrong. No, that you spray the vitamins after you bake it. Morons. This is our family pets. One of the reasons why I think George died at 12 but not 13, or or he could have lived till he was 14, and he wouldn't have gotten gray hairs, and he wouldn't have gotten white hairs, and he wouldn't have started losing his hair, and he wouldn't have started going to go blind. If Science Guy would have had more vitamins. We need to give our dogs and cats and dogs more vitamins. Smaller dogs age once a year, 5 years each year, and medium dogs 6 years, and large dogs 7 years. Like they said, we've been doing it all wrong, and I clicked the blue article. Also, someone went to the Congo in Africa, different news. And some guy went to the Congo, and then he came back, and then he got Ebola. Ebola. I was wondering if they released him because they said they don't think he probably didn't have it. So, like, they should call him back, and he should stay at the hospital until they know if he has it or not. I think they find out today or tomorrow. But he should still be there, just... He should still be there just in case if he does have it, and then they would have to, what, give him another vaccine of it, or... I mean, vaccine? So the LA wildfires, like, there was one in Durango, but, like, I think most of the people who bought the flamethrowers are in LA or are in California. California, actually, most plumbers now are using, these, like, they're welding and... And this is supposed to be a positive thing, actually. I don't mind. Enough water comes out. Enough water comes out, though. At less than, like, you know, than what it was before. Probably because of the faucets and probably because of the shower heads. But less than it was before. Isn't there some in that ball in there? So Trump keeps saying about, like yesterday and the day before yesterday about, you know, this rigged witch hunt and 13 angry Democrats to 17. Also, Feinstein's 85, but she says release the records, hashtag release the records. So, Kavanaugh, is he Catholic? Then I don't think they should be asking, like, what records? Just, like, about his judge? I mean, you know he was a judge. I mean, you know he's a judge. But, like, supposedly... anything investigations, they don't want to give the Democrats anything, party, and so, like, you know, Trump talks about merit space, but the Democrats are supposedly, like, they're not thinking that Kavanaugh is merit based in terms of his, like, how long has he been a judge, you know? Yeah, not science. Science could be great if we actually, you know, use it, you know, and, like, this, oh, I saw this one thing yesterday. Stop throwing out umbilical cords and let's preserve the umbilical cord blood and save it. Umbilical cord blood could be life-saving science changes. Life-saving science advancements in science. Not just for humans, but for our family pets. George could have lived until he was 14, but he was 12. One of the things was, I blame this brand, Science Diet, for not having enough science in it. Lack of science in Science Diet. This smaller brand of Natural Balance, this smaller bag, had more vitamins for smaller dogs. Is it for smaller dogs? Well, even Leon liked that, and no wonder why, yeah. And then the medium bag, he probably could tell. And I even mentioned it, and maybe I, you know, I could mention that to him, but I said to that to them on Twitter, Natural Balance, why is your medium bag less silky? That, you know, I think if it's more silky, it has more spray on vitamins. Come on, we need to start treating dogs like humans. Oh, okay, so one positive news is I signed, yeah, and I already mentioned that. So, oh yeah, before the petitioners thing, saying I've been signing some, so I tweeted Yellowstone National Park yesterday from a desktop, which I like. Well, I think I like. I had to, you know, the tweet, but, and I also Facebook, did a post on one of their articles. On one of their articles, on their Facebook, Yellowstone National Park, their official one on Facebook, and on Twitter, Yellowstone Park, and they have three initials, three letters. They wanted to kill half of the female grizzly bears in Yellowstone National Park, which is supposed to be a preserve, not a poaching place, not a hunting place, a preserve. They wanted to kill half of the grizzlies. This is a few negative news. In Denmark, they'd be killing pilot whales. I'm not sure about beluga whales. These are living things, so, you know, it's not just a... Is it a cattle thing? Is it a cowflip thing? Is it? In Iceland they're killing blue whales. Parrotfish create the sands by eating coral reefs, by eating corals, and then when they poop it out, yeah, surprisingly, yeah, they actually are worth something. It floats ashore onto the shores, and which from when they excrete that, it turns into sand and washes ashore, and all our sands from our beaches come from parrotfish. Parrotfish. Anyways, in Iceland, they kill blue whales. And just recently in Norway, it said Norwegian, they kill a polar bear because it supposedly got a guard. Lack of glaciers, like Mini Glacium and Articuno, and the lack of glaciers in Norway and Alaska, and, you know, it's like, when are we going to run out of ammo, you know? Now, first off, I'm not sure if there's any houses or townhomes, if there's any near Yellowstone National Park, but there shouldn't be. But if there is, I mean, like, just put fences up. Put brick walls up, you know. Put large fences up. But it was like, I think Yellowstone Rangers, or possibly people, or those people, or anybody. Also, I mentioned to on Twitter that police stations should not be listening. They shouldn't be listening to not kiss music. Camden police. This one guy, I guess he died or something. He said like the end of his touring, his police were, but. Like this white guy, the other Caucasian guy, and he sang I Love It, I mean, he lip-synced I Love It Loud, and I'm not sure if he put on a mask or jinxing because it looked like fake wig or fake hair extensions, or fake hair, maybe it was a mask or something, but he was, like, singing, I mean, lip-syncing I Love It Loud, and he's supposed to be the demon, and I don't think that should be a representation of our cops. You know, it's like this one guy saying, he's not a person, he's not a human, or he's not a person, he's officer so-and-so. Well, officer, well, this one, wherever Camden, I don't know what state that's in, but, so, you're singing I Love It Loud, and Gene Simmons sang that, and he called himself a demon, which I called him the human yesterday. And in 27 days, he turned 69. Hopefully after the hippopotamus experience, and then, behind these poles or barns. It's like, it'll probably be like the Rhino Experience, hopefully. And then, but the 7th, then it'd be 9 more days until he's 69. But right now it's 27 days. So it's in a band that's almost 70. Mick Jagger's 75, Charlie Watts is 75, Keith Richards is 74, maybe 75, Ronnie Wood's 70, or going to be 70. They should retire. The Stones need to retire. Kiss needs to retire. 69? Yesterday it was like, 69, and I was like, I don't know. 69, but that's old, man. For a rock. Yeah, the wildfires were started by probably by flamethrowers that people bought in California. Why did they buy it? These people should be in jail. Jerry Brown had released pedos and rapists in California, and he probably let out people that started, that did arson in California. But yeah, I mean, he has a Twitter, but I wouldn't think he had a Twitter because his email's been worked. It wasn't a valid email. Something about Twitter, update your phone contacts, and I said my phone contacts are private. And I Twittered that on the app. Like I said, I like the browsers. Website. And then Google's, like, in the past, they've been saying, like, update your email did they say email? Update or verification, Google verification. And a couple on my Twitters. Oh, yeah. And then you have the same phone number. And, like, oh, yeah, you know. Like, one time I ran on Facebook, like, 2013, wasn't it? To say, they basically just, no. No, nothing. 2014, 80, they basically won... people are saying that we own our stuff, we're supposed to be owning our pictures, and this is our pages, you know? But I actually read some of the terms, and not an actual term, but in retrospect, they actually, years ago I read this, they actually only really wanted you to have on Facebook. But people were keep signing up, and I kept signing up, you know, on Facebook. So, like, Twitter, like, for example, why should you only have one account? Now, I have, like, on my smartphone, I have, like, 10 or 11. I have 10 Twitters on web browsers. But two of them, or maybe I had 11 or 12, but two of them got locked down, you know? So... But they said, like, capacious, prove you're not a robot, and capacious. But the one on POS, it didn't work, so I couldn't really sign up. So, guess what? I uninstalled the app of POS. The POS app on your smartphone, you should uninstall it if it's on your... It's not Oreo 8.0. It's not. It's POS app. It's the POS app. But I signed up on the POS application or the website. The website on a desktop and I viewed some profiles and I put my address on it, and hopefully for a woman only, and that's what I said on this one on Facebook Live app, and I said, oh yeah, the audio's still probably going in, it's not Periscope, but I did stop it on the other one, but yeah, that was like a hello or hi or whatever to my listeners and Nathan. On Twitter or Facebook or Twitter or PO, don't ask me, you know, what do I do for fun? Okay, this is going to sound a bit strange, but, like, don't ask me what I do for fun. Don't ask me what I, you know, and don't ask for my line, and don't ask, what do I do for fun, and don't say, do you want to meet, if you're like a freaking fake or something, or if you're freaking crazy. Don't freaking ask me that stuff. Oh yeah. So, on Facebook Live, this, I've seen it before, but this one was different. I didn't see that one before, but, not that one, but this black man got, this woman, she was like saying, you know, and she was like, what do you take? And something about it's on the floor somewhere. I don't know what. I was like, what's on the floor? And then he pushed her, and then he pushed the black one, who had an attitude. This old man pushed her, and then her brother, or I don't know if it's her brother or her boyfriend, a younger male, punched the guy in the face. And then when I saw him, when they turned him around, he was bleeding from his lip. And I'm not sure if the dude broke his jaw or hurt his jaw or bruised his jaw or if he got bruised or what, but I read the replies that even coming on. First of all, I replied to this one guy's comment. He was like, what does that make that clique or that group like? What does it make, basically their associates? And I said, wussies. Because you hit, and they weren't doing nothing, you know? You know, one of the guys should have been, you don't hit an older man, and he should have punched that dude. Oh yeah, I had to take a calcium complete because, I had to have a calcium complete because I felt like my bones, like a calcium deficiency, or something like I heard like, was it a movie? Or was it, I don't know, something about, like, the person's bones would break or something? I don't know, but, like, that's, like, weird, but I don't know, like, he must have had a deficiency or something? Or a condition? A deficiency condition? Yeah, but for years I wasn't taking calcium, but now I have been. But, and supposedly certain antacids, and like and this one medicine I'm on the lowest dose because, and I'm like, but I looked at it, I'm like, that shouldn't cause any deficiency or that shouldn't cause any lack of calcium. But anyways, a couple times I just be moving around and I feel like my bones might break in near my chest or something. My bones. And so I took another calcium complete and I'm like, I eat healthy and I'm pretty sure green bells are supposed to be pretty dang good for you. And I had one of this Italian plum and I thought it was good for my muscles. So I don't know what's going on, you know. And I've been, and thank goodness I was able to go to a dermatologist, and thank goodness I got that cream. And but yeah, I mean, like, I've been saving my sperm. I don't know what's with me, you know. Oh, this one woman said it should be harder for people to get on the ballots. I think the city, like, if my sister said my son... Okay, what was that? Like, let's say my sis or my dad or my sis, or let's say my sis was like, my brother or my son. Okay, so let's say my sis, my brother wants to run for president, and the city should be like, okay, and we'll send somebody out to get signatures, and that's how it should be, and I should get vouchered for, not this year, but maybe 2020, or maybe, yeah, I had this bad dream. Actually, it wasn't a bad dream, a nightmare. You know, someone's like, there's this book, Nightmare of Sound, Aliens, King, something about nightmares. I didn't dream of King. He's a wrestler. I didn't dream of Glenn Jacobs. I didn't. So, part two to this. But yeah, this woman said it should be harder to get on the ballots. But then, like, so somebody from the city should get signatures for somebody, for me. And then the city would verify it, and then, you know. Well, either way, if she was, but, like, Franny could be president I wouldn't mind at all. As long as my dad is still alive, as long as my dad's living, then Franny could be president all she wants. And my dog said he liked it over there, so, yeah, so maybe he had a dream, too. I believe, you know, animals could dream, too. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows their capacity? Also, this cat was, like, on this thing with the raccoon, but that raccoon put his hand near the cat's paw, but the cat didn't want it, so the cat slapped the raccoon's forehead a bit. It's like, their hands are not necessarily not always dirty, but he didn't want the raccoon's friendship. If a raccoon's trying to be friendly to a cat, and they were sitting next to each other, the cat shouldn't have wanted the raccoon. Maybe if the raccoon tried to be friendly again, then maybe the cat should accept it. But yeah. He was being nice, wasn't he?